You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. 648-1051 is the number for the Hardee's hotline here on Press Row. Hardee's has steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut French fries, made-from-scratch biscuits, and other delicious options. Your local Hardee's restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on Press Row. And joining us now on the Hardee's hotline is Jacob Huseman. Jacob, of course, we talked with him last week. He went up to the Pittsburgh Steelers mini camp. And Jacob, we really do appreciate you joining us again. I can't tell you how many people were hitting us up on Twitter yesterday going, how did everything go with Jacob? So can you tell the listeners that are very curious, how was your three-day experience in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks for having me on the show again. It was a great, great experience. I had an absolutely great time up there. And I played some of the best football that I ever have. I felt like a big time quarterback. I had a good grasp of the offense. Made all the right reads, made all the throws. I thought I was very, very pleased with the way I threw the ball. We practiced twice on Friday, twice on Saturday, once Sunday morning, and I was consistent the whole weekend, and I was very pleased with the way I played.
Considering that, Jacob, how are you feeling right now? You knew you did not come up. You went up there trying to get a free agent contract. You didn't get one yet. Like you just said, you laid it all on the line. So you've had a couple of days to kind of digest everything that transpired. What do you come away with that? How do you take away emotionally and how you're feeling?
Well, it is a little bit disappointing. I understand though that it's a business. It didn't necessarily have a spot for me, and you know, feeling the way I do about the way I played makes it a lot better. You know, I'd probably be very upset if I'd have gone up there and played very poorly and felt like I didn't give everything I had, but I did. I went up there, I gave everything I had, played as good as I ever have, and I can rest easy knowing that, and knowing that I took care of everything that I could control, and the rest was out of my hands.
Jacob, you've been to a mini camp now of a 6-time Super Bowl champion. Jay and I have not. How do they let you know when it's over? What do they say to you? Do they bring you in a room, or how does that kind of work?
Well, they gathered all the tryout guys together at the end, right as soon as we finished the last practice, and kind of let us know some of us would be hearing from them that day, Sunday, and others they keep in contact with, and maybe get back to them closer to training camp or whenever. They had kind of guys going around the locker room afterwards and kind of tapping guys on the shoulder saying, hey, come up to the offices. And that was kind of, you knew that guy was making it. And, nobody came up and said anything to me. So I went and packed my stuff and got on a plane back to Chattanooga.
You're listening to UTC record-setting quarterback Jacob Huseman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Jacob, a couple days removed from this, are you and your team of folks, are you putting out feelers to see if there are other opportunities out there, or are you turning the page?
Oh, no. My agent contacted all the same people we were in contact with before the draft and everything, and so I'm sure there'll be another opportunity, and word travels around the NFL. So I'm hoping that the Steelers maybe will say, hey, you know, this kid came in and did a great job at rookie mini camp. You may want to look into giving him a shot. So this is far from the end of the road as far as football goes for me. I'm just going to keep staying in shape and hopefully hear from some teams coming up soon. But there's plenty of time. I mean, as long as I can get signed on somewhere before training camp, then I'll be in good shape.
What was the plane ride like, Jacob? I mean, do you have a cocktail? I mean, this has been a dream, and I know this is just a speed bump in your chase of that dream, but it's a pretty good sized speed bump, no?
Well, in a way, yeah, I guess so. But, man, really, and hardly anybody gets that kind of fairy tale, get your name called in the first round of the draft, automatic spot on the team, guaranteed contract money.
Right.
So, you know, I don't think that this is completely uncommon. You know, I know there's probably a bunch of people going through the same thing I'm going through right now. So, you know, I'm not overly worried about it. I think I proved to myself that I could play in this league at quarterback and run an offense. And, you know, now I'm just hoping that I can get another opportunity to prove myself and do it again and prove some consistency. And somebody will give me an opportunity, I believe it.
Between the Steelers facility and the airport and then the flight back to Chattanooga, would you say you were more disappointed, angry, or motivated?
Always motivated. Motivated is the word I would use. This is nothing new for me. You know, coming out of high school, wasn't very highly recruited. It was motivation. And I worked my butt off and became a pretty good player at Chattanooga, you know, coming out of college, not looked at really intensely by anybody. So I'm just going to keep working hard and hopefully do the same thing. And hopefully somebody will give me a chance and they won't regret it.
You're listening to Jacob Huseman, former UTC quarterback here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Jacob, you were up there 3 days. Were you a quarterback for all 3 days, or did you do any drills like you did in Knoxville?
Well, I was a quarterback the whole time, but we did a variety of special teams drills, and I participated in all those. You know, we were doing some kickoff cover drills, punt cover drills, punt return stuff. So I participated in all that just to kind of show off some versatility. But other than that, I was playing strictly quarterback. So it was nice to have somebody give me an opportunity to play quarterback.
And Jacob, obviously when you get another chance, it'll be camp number two. If I had to say, what did you learn the most from your first camp that you can carry to your second camp, what would it be?
That's a good question. You know, just most importantly, I think I just kind of got a feel for how it runs. So if I do get another opportunity, I'll know exactly what to expect, exactly how to prepare, and how to study the playbook. You know, I think it was huge to have a weekend of kind of being a part of an NFL offense under my belt, because, you know, it is different. It's a little more complicated, and I think going through this weekend and kind of learning the Steelers offense will only help tremendously from here on out.
Well, Jacob, listen, I know it sounds weird to get congratulations, but I do want to congratulate you for performing well up there. I'm sorry you didn't come away with the free agent contract you wanted, but we thank you so much. I can't state enough again how many people yesterday were hitting me up and hitting Jay up on Twitter saying, have you heard anything about Jacob? Have you heard anything about Jacob? So thank you so much for telling the folks at Chattanooga just how your experience in Pittsburgh went.
Well, no problem at all. I hope that answered some questions for some people.
And Jacob, man, thank you for always taking the time. And I know Mock fans everywhere are forever grateful for your role in lifting the program to heights it's never seen before. And you said you became a pretty good player. You're selling yourself short, brother. You became a great player.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I enjoyed all my time at UTC, and I was man, I was just happy to be a part of it.
All right, well, we'll keep tracking you. We'll be curious to see what's next in the life of Jacob Huseman, and we thank you so much again for joining us here on Press Row.
Thank you for having me.
All righty, 648-1051. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.